more about that from Ashley and Dreamkeeper Botanicals. You can find her on Facebook. We have
rose medicine.
Yeah.
Talking about joy. That's rose seems to me, you know, I mean, there's a very good reason they're such a traditional gift as a bouquet, right? You just automatically feel this heart opening when you see or smell roses. They're really such a powerful medicine. And, you know, often we think of them in contemporary society as, you know, something decorative, but it's a really powerful medicine.
And there are so many good ones. I'm in love with Rosa Rugosa, the I mean, it's amazing. And there's this energy of growing by the beach, which for me is really healing. And it's really fragrant, which is amazing. And the rose hips are huge. So it's
Yeah, they are.
But we have multiflora rosa too. And I'm really, you know, it's fun to use invasives. Or, I mean, I don't love that word, but it's true that these are plants that have been introduced. They didn't first grow here and they've really taken hold and are being prolific. And let's be friends with them, you know, find what kind of gifts they offer. And multiflora rosa isn't as easy to make medicine of because of the rosa rugosa just has bigger parts, but it's a wild, delicious, fun medicine. So I'm excited about that.
What kind of medicine do you like to make with the wild rose?
I make elixir and then I'll always dry rose hips whenever I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great.
Can you tell folks what an elixir is exactly?
Yeah, I would love to. And I do always do like a pure rose elixir, but I am like to do things with Damiana and rose and cinnamon and really bring in a lot. But basically, an elixir is a really fun and easy thing where you can just take a mason jar and I'll give you my favorite recipe for a rose elixir.
Awesome.
Where you pick the petals. And this year I'll probably pick, you know, some pieces of branch with thorn on them too. And I'll just fill that whole jar, whatever size mason jar, with the rose petals and the different parts that call to me from the rose. You know, and always offering gratitude and being so grateful for this gift of the rose and feeling the message of it while I'm making it. Because that's the nice thing with a fresh rose petal elixir is that you're like right with the plant as you're picking and you're like
and you're
in
smelling
her space.
And
it's just this beautiful interaction. Yeah. And then after I've filled the jar, then I'll fill the jar a second time. And this is always an interesting herbal thing, right? Where you like can fill a jar. How many times can you fill a jar?
Right.
Then you fill the jar with honey. So I'll get like a nice local honey and I'll fill the jar with that. And then I really like brandy. And I'll fill the jar a third time with brandy and I'll shake it up and I'll keep it in like a cupboard for about a month and just shake it whenever I remember. And then after that, I strain it and just make that's the elixir, the mix of the honey, the brandy, and the plant.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for telling me.
And then you can eat the petals.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So good. Well, I guess maybe we just have a couple more minutes. So we want to remind folks about how to get in touch with Ashley.
And your upcoming classes.
Yes, please. Go to my Facebook page, Dreamkeeper Botanicals. And you can check out my website. I will be working on that. So eventually there will be more on there. And, you know, email, get in touch through Facebook and come to the classes that are coming up. If you're needing some support with allergies, there's a free class. It's a Thursday night in 2 weeks at 6:30 in Kingston at the Midwifery Center. That's April 7th. And then Philly's Bridge Farm, if you're interested in doing some foraging and gathering and eating some of the spring greens that we were just getting so excited about, then join us for a group walk on May 1st at 1 o'clock at Philly's Bridge Farm.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Terrific.
And Dreamkeeper Botanicals on Facebook. And as always, our show is the fourth Monday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m. So the next show will be on Monday, April 25th. And we'll also post info about Ashley on our Facebook page, Roots Runners.